I'm Ashley Claiborne with News Radio 1240 KQEN. This is Inside Douglas County, and today we're talking about National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and it's also known as Child Abuse Prevention Month here, and we have somebody who knows quite a bit about that area here in the local area in Douglas County, Melanie Premmer, joining us today. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Ashley.
There is you are the executive director of what's now called Peace at Home Advocacy Center, which people might have heard it as the Battered Persons Advocacy Center. Can you tell us a little bit about, first of all, that name change?
Yeah. So in February, we were really excited to change our name to Peace at Home Advocacy Center. We went through a six-month process working with community members and individuals that we serve and our staff to identify a new name that is more inclusive of all people and also sort of helping people identify with our agency. The word battered wasn't necessarily a word that all people identified with. Some people were are not battered. Maybe they are emotionally or financially abused. Some people, there's a stigma attached to that name. And so it was time for a change. And here we are.
And it seems too like peace at home. Yeah, like you were saying, it's easy to identify. Everybody wants peace at home. And it almost seems like it opens it up for people who want resources before it gets to that stage. If things are not going well and it looks like the relationships in the home could start to veer down that path of domestic violence or abuse and some of those other areas that you had mentioned, that almost a preventative way, if you want to keep peace at home, that maybe they can contact you for resources in that way.
Yeah, and advocates are able to have conversations with people about what healthy relationships are and what they aren't. And as we know, violence tends to escalate, and behaviors may not change without an intervention. And so we can help people in the earlier stages for sure, understanding more about the dynamics that are happening in their relationship and who may have, there may be an imbalance in power in a relationship and some behaviors that are unhealthy.
So are you seeing with that name change kind of a difference between people getting to the point that they would consider themselves a battered person to now maybe seeing those people come in before those relationships get there with the name change?
Yeah, so we've always seen that and served people at different places in their life and their relationship. But I think it is we definitely want a message to the community that that's what we do and help people understand how to support individuals and families, whatever their experience is.
Well, and we are going to dive into National Child Abuse Prevention Month and some of those other areas that battered or that, see, I mean, it's a habit that has to be changed. That Peace at Home Advocacy Center does offer to the community, but really a lot of what's in the front of people's minds is just your accessibility and availability right now with this virus issue and everything being closed and these essential services being open, sometimes in a limited fashion. How are people being able to access you at the Peace of Home Advocacy Center and your services during this shutdown?
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing this up. This is really important to us. We actually spoke with Governor Brown last Thursday and asked if she was able to help spread the word that agencies like ours across the state are essential services and providing resources to our communities. She actually did a tweet for us on Sunday, which was wonderful. And so what we are currently doing is while our office doors are closed, we are open. So what that means is most people will need to contact our 24/7 hotline, which is 673-7867, and they'll be able to talk with an advocate about their situation and what their needs are, and the advocate will be able to help figure out some next steps. And that may mean actually meeting face-to-face with an advocate. So we have developed, of course, protocols that are recommended by the CDC to be able to provide services safely. And so we are meeting people if they may have no place to go or may need to relocate to another community because of safety. And we are also providing services still at the courthouse, at the Douglas County Courthouse, to help people access restraining orders. And we are also working with Aviva Health, and so I'd love to do a shout out to Kirsten Carhart and the leadership team at Aviva Health for helping us develop a protocol to respond to people who have been sexually assaulted or raped, with the burden on our emergency departments, and being able to continue to prevent the spread of COVID. We've had to come up with a different plan to be able to do rape kits or forensic exams for people who have been assaulted. And Aviva Health is really helping us out in meeting that need.
And have you seen an increase with these shutdowns? I'm seeing, you know, different articles or opinion pieces saying that with so many people stuck, they could be stuck at home with their abusers, not being able to go to work and get that time away. Are you seeing an uptick in the services you're providing?
Yeah, so it was really interesting. We saw things were very, very quiet for a couple of weeks, which is concerning to us because we usually see about 70 people a month just at our public office location. And last Monday, when on the call with Governor Brown and three other domestic violence agencies in the state, we all saw an uptake very quickly. So I think that as time continues to go on, we're hoping that people will reach out if they need us and are realizing that we are available. Even if it's just being able to talk to us over the phone, we're absolutely available 24/7. And we anticipate that as we go into a recovery phase and people may be able to leave their homes to go back to work, they may be able to find the time and space to be able to access us. As we know, in some of these situations, the person who's experiencing the abuse, there's extreme power and control. And so they may not be any opportunity while in these circumstances to be able to reach out to us safely.
Scary situation. Well, we're going to take a quick break from talking with Melanie Premer of the Peace at Home Advocacy Centers. I can do it, Melanie. See, I can retrain this into it. Yeah, so it has a new name, but still some of the same great services, same great people. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the National Child Abuse Prevention Month and what this means during this shutdown and how people can help and help prevent child abuse here in Douglas County. We'll be right back on Inside Douglas County here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. We're back on Inside Douglas County talking about the National Child Abuse Prevention Month and local Peace at Home Advocacy Center, formerly the Battered Persons Advocacy Center. We're joined by Melanie Premer, the executive director of the Advocacy Center. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Ashley.
So thank you so much for joining us again today and coming back after that break to talk more about an issue that I know is very tender to a lot of people, because no one likes to see children hurting. And it's something that a lot of people are concerned with right now with schools closed, kind of like we mentioned in the last segment, how women or other battered people who might not have the opportunity to go to work or to get away from said abuser, children might even be more vulnerable in this situation with these shutdowns. Could you speak more to that?
Yeah, and I agree. I think that many of us are concerned. I think you know that, you know, I was formerly a director at the Boys and Girls Club, where I interacted with thousands of children, and have also been a therapist at Douglas Cares, our advocacy center here, and have, you know, a real understanding of what has happened to some of our children in the past. And so we're concerned, and we want to make sure that people know how to reach out for help. And so, like we had talked about earlier, we are encouraging people to call our 24-hour crisis line if they are in need of help. And one of the things that we understand from some, you know, national statistics that are provided to us, that about 65% of adults who abuse their partner also either physically or sexually abuse their children. So it's a really high number, especially when at our agency, we're serving almost 1,500 adults a year. So that's a lot of children in our community.
Very scary statistic. So with these kids being home and that being an issue, that you do have that kind of immediate contact with that line, that helpline. But also, I've heard people say that there are concerns with one parent when the other parent or another person in the home is the abuser or is the controller, and they're afraid if they try to seek help for their children or themselves that they're going to have their children taken away. And really, so if somebody were to contact you and your office, how involved or when do you involve other agencies like DHS?
Well, our services are confidential, and we actually have what's called advocate privilege. So there are state and federal laws that our advocates follow to ensure that any person accessing our services can do that safely. And these are one of the situations that we consider. So we meet with people and talk to them about their concerns and their fears. And then we offer to do advocacy with them. So that may mean contacting the authorities, whether that's law enforcement or child welfare, with the person and understanding their concerns. And then we're able to talk about what safety planning they've already done. Many parents are protective when they can be. And then also talking to them about safety planning, other ideas, new ideas on how to keep themselves and their children safe. So we actually have an advocate located at Department of Human Services, and she works very closely with the Self-Sufficiency Department and the Child Welfare Department. So she understands how that system works and how to get connected. And so I think that that's been really helpful in being able to share with parents what they may expect if they move forward with talking to someone at child welfare or even with law enforcement.
So really just kind of calming those fears of, you know, getting help isn't going to make things worse.
Yeah. I mean, a child welfare, you know, their main priority is to protect children. And so that means working with a protective parent in safety planning, which is one of the reasons why we have a contract with DHS, so that advocates can provide some expertise around the complicated situations and dynamics of domestic violence and how we can collaboratively safety plan to ensure child welfare, that parents can be protective with the right resources and connections.
And of course, those resources are accessible through the Peace at Home Advocacy Center, and you guys kind of are that hub of information, right?
Yeah, so we, like we talked about earlier, we talk to people about healthy relationships and unhealthy relationships, but we also do all of our services are voluntary, but people can participate in what's called a danger assessment. So it is a validated tool by Dr. Jacqueline Campbell, and it's a series of questions that help the person understand their risk in their relationship or their danger level. It was initially created to help understand lethality and whether someone needed a legal intervention. And of course, someone's higher risk of danger or higher level of lethality, a legal intervention may be necessary, and the goal in our community is to prevent murder, of course, as well as further abuse. And so someone can participate in that with an advocate, and then that also helps us identify risks that someone may not have considered, or maybe they just need to process that verbally with somebody so that we can create a stronger safety plan with them, and then look at other services within our agency that may be available or refer them outside of our organization.
And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Melanie Premer, the Executive Director at Peace at Home Advocacy Center, formerly the Battered Persons Advocacy Center. And we're talking about National Child Abuse Prevention Month, but more specifically, child abuse in Douglas County. Now, what would you say to somebody who says that, you know, well, I haven't really seen that be an issue in Douglas County? I mean, is child abuse something that we deal with a lot here in Douglas County?
Yeah, I think if someone were to say that to me, I think that that's, they just may not be connected to information that many of us have access to. I think in talking to other agencies like child welfare or family development center, there are great concerns in our community about stressors here, including poverty and drug use, and how those things may contribute to child abuse. And what we see is relatively high rates of domestic violence compared to other communities in the state. And there's a strong link between domestic violence and child abuse. And so some people may just want to do some of their own research and understanding what is happening across the nation, but also even in our state.
So accessing these resources, because we are just about out of time and I don't want to miss our opportunity to make sure people have the information they need to contact you or to find out more about the Peace at Home Advocacy Center. How about website or emergency line information, just to make sure we get that out there today?
Yeah, so our website is under development, but it is up and running, and it is peaceathome.com. And if someone is in immediate need of services and talking with an advocate, our 24-hour hotline is 541-673-7867. And if someone's interested in being able to help people in our community or be part of our movement to end violence, you can also call our business line at 541-957-0288.
And anything else that you would like to add before we go today, Melanie?
I just really am really thankful for our community. And so I just want to thank a couple of organizations for their support.
All right. Thank you so much, Melanie Premer, on Inside Douglas County, the Executive Director of the Peace at Home Advocacy Center. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Oh, anytime, Ashley. Take care. Be safe.
You too. Stay well. That is Inside Douglas County for today. Again, National Child Abuse Prevention Month is in the month of April. So if you want more information, those resources that we just provided for you are great access to it. And we'll have this up as a podcast shortly at News Radio 1240 KQEN.